Part of what makes cable news pundits watch Florida closely during presidential elections is not just that it's a swing state.
It's a big state, a swing state, the biggest of the swing states.
Or that it's prone to problems at the polls.
We have been getting reports that the wait for early voting in Florida can last for an hour or 2 hours or 4 hours or 5 hours or 8 hours.
It's the state's electoral votes. Florida has a whopping 29 electoral votes that go to whichever presidential candidate wins the most votes statewide. This winner-take-all system is part of the reason why Florida has mostly Republican-held congressional districts, yet has voted for a Democratic president in the past two elections. That's because Florida's biggest cities are voting in sweeping numbers for Democrats. So in any vote that relies on a statewide total, Democrats have a big edge. Republican State Representative Ray Pilon of Sarasota wants to change that. For the upcoming legislative session in Tallahassee, he's proposing a bill that would divvy up Florida's electoral votes by congressional district. He says the current system is crowding out votes from people living in rural parts of the state, which are mostly Republican voters.
It just seemed logical to me that whether it's my community or whether it's a rural community, that the people that are in that community, when they vote for president of the United States, their voices need to be heard. And the only way they can be heard is that their vote gets cast for the candidate that wins the majority in that congressional district.
Pilon says his bill is not just about political parties. He says it's about fairness. But Democrats, who have the most to lose if that bill becomes law, say it's a way to rig the system so Republicans can win presidential elections.
Republicans want to change the rules of the game because they can't win under the existing rules.
That's Joshua Karp. He's a spokesman for the Florida Democratic Party. He says this bill would actually subvert the popular vote in Florida by giving Republicans an edge that doesn't exist.
People just don't vote for them, and so they want to use gerrymandered congressional districts to try to rig the game. And that's not fair. They're being sore losers.
The argument comes up almost every 4 years, says Susan McManus. She's a political expert and a professor at the University of South Florida in Tampa. McManus says the argument is not even so much a Democrat versus Republican issue. It's a winner versus loser issue.
The views on this are very much in the eyes of the beholder being the party who loses, wants a change. They don't like winner take all. The party who wins does, and that's just really the simple fact.
McManus says this year was particularly tough for Republicans because it was so close in Florida. She says if it wasn't for winner take all, Mitt Romney might have won most of the state's electoral votes. Either way, she says, this bill is not likely to go very far. McManus says the Electoral College itself isn't very popular. Most voters would actually prefer if elections were only tied to the popular vote. In those terms, McManus says a winner-take-all system is actually closer to the popular vote than going by congressional districts. And it's not just Florida taking another look at its electoral votes. Michigan and Pennsylvania's Republican-led legislatures are also working to introduce similar legislation. Representative Ray Pilon, who's introducing Florida's bill, says part of his reasoning is so that the state can take part in this debate as well. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.